You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Are you wondering what you might add to the mix of fun this summer for your children? Chances are your local library has some activities designed for kids. Chances are your local library has a lot of activities designed for kids. Two guests join me this afternoon in the studio to talk about the activities for children offered by Champaign's and Urbana's libraries. Lynn Harmon is a librarian in the Children's Department at the Urbana Free Library. Mike Regala is a librarian in the Children's Department of the Champaign Public Library. Welcome to the both of you.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Your calendars are chock full of events for kids. So maybe you would each tell us about a couple of your summer activities for children. Who wants to start?
I'll defer to Lynn.
Okay, Lynn.
Okay. Well, we have something we're really excited about this summer. We started something new. We call it Wednesday Wii. And every Wednesday afternoon, we bought two Wiis, and we have Mario Kart and Wii Sports and Wii Play. And every Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 4, the children from 3rd grade to 5th grade can come and play Wii in the library. And then from 4 to 5, the young adults take it over, and they can play from 4 to 5, the 6th graders and up.
Okay. Is there a limit to how many kids can take part, and do you have to sign up?
No, you don't have to sign up. You just have to come in, and there's not really a limit. We just kind of rotate the kids through the games. The Wii Sports Bowling is very long, but the Mario Kart games, you can get through one Mario Kart race in 3 or 4 minutes, and then you get the back of the line and you do another one. And
I imagine the response has been quite good.
Yes, yes. The kids really love it, and I think we've been having more kids every week.
Okay. What's exciting at the Champaign Public Library, Mike?
We have been offering in June and through mid-August, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday programs. This coming Tuesday, we have, actually yet tomorrow, a program called Birds of a Feather. Stacy Clemens from the Champaign County Forest Preserve District is going to talk about bird watching. So that's a little more sedate program. On the other hand, Thursday, we have a gentleman called the Truly Remarkable Loon. And he juggles mongooses and beanbags and other whatnot things. He claims to juggle. He basically says, "Read everything, read books and juggle everything else," is his motto.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, I was just going to say, you know, you've got a juggler and Wii going on, so there's more than books in the library.
Right. We have a program coming up on Sunday, the 27th. I've called it "It's a Webkinz World," and the kids, for an hour before the library opens from 12 to 1, the kids that are coming to this program are going to come and go in the upstairs adult area that has 22 internets, and it's just going to be those kids, and we're going to all go on the internet together and play Webkinz and show each other our little Webkinz houses and play in the tournament area, and that's going to be... I had a Webkinz program early this spring, I guess, and it was well attended. I think we're going to have a lot more people at that one.
Yeah, now, is Webkin a
Webkinz is, they're these little stuffed animals you buy at the store, and then they have a tag on them, and you put in the code from the tag on the internet, and you get 1 year's worth of play in this virtual world where they have games and everything. There's a little room that you can make for your pet that you can change the wallpaper and the furniture. You have to feed your pet or get sick, and you have to take it to the doctor. Anyway, the kids are really, really into Webkinz, and I think this is going to be really well attended.
What about book clubs or story times, things that involve more traditional kinds of library activities?
Well, we have our regular bread and butter programs we do all year round. Tuesday mornings is always baby's lap time. And Thursday morning is something we call preschool tales for, like, the toddlers, a little bit older kids. And that happens every week all through the year. And also we have a summer reading program where the kids have to read a certain amount of books and then they get a prize. If the ones that are readers, they read 10 books and then they get to get a free book or a gift certificate to Pages for All Ages, plus some other coupons for food around town and things like that. And then we want to keep them reading. So after those 10, every time they read 5 more, they get to put their name in a drawing for more prizes at the end, like Strawberry Fields coupons or Walmart coupons, things like that.
Okay.
At the Champaign Public Library, we offer on Mondays 2 sessions for under 2s, story times. Tuesday mornings are 2-year-olds. Wednesday mornings are preschool, also 2 sessions. We have a Tuesday evening story time every week at 6:30, which is for all ages. We also have a summer reading game We're using the state theme, basically called Getting the Game Read, which is put out by the Illinois Library Association. And the way we've adopted that, the children pick their own goal. We've done that for the last couple of years. So, and most have gone beyond their own goals. So some children will choose 100 books for the summer, anytime between now and August 15th, you know, when we started, beginning of June. When they reach their goal, they win a free paperback book. The Friends of the Library have been able to sponsor a book for every child who completes. And beyond that, they just get the pleasure of reading.
Reading,
more.
Yeah. What do the kids say about the activities that you offer? What kinds of feedback do you get?
I think the kids are really appreciative, especially in July and August when, I mean, maybe in June they're tired of school and organized things and they want to just chill, but by this time they're looking for something that's going to be exciting and entertaining for them. So they really like them. Next week I'm doing a program. It's called Marshmallow Poppers. They're these little things that you make with PVC pipes cut off, and you take these and make them into a little, like, kind of like a pea shooter, and you take mini marshmallows, and you can blow them out this marshmallow popper. It's going to be very fun.
Okay. Now I can see what a lot of kids would, all these things would draw you to the library.
Yeah.
So you guys are doing a great job. What do parents and teachers say about these summer activities? What do they like about them?
They've been excited about the variety of things we've offered. I mean, we've had everything from, you know, martial arts demonstrations to puppet shows to, again, the reading program. We just had a medieval fair last week. The kids got to, you know, build their own castle on the library floor. They got, you know, got to make crowns and dress up if they wanted. We had a medieval reenactor come in with the armor and the weaponry to show them what that was all about.
That might lead them to some history books there in the kids'
department. And we for every program that we have, we put out books about that topic ahead of time on our new bookshelf. Yeah. You know, near adjacent to that. Yes. So like we have bird books now for tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that what the teachers and librarians really like is just for us to, any way possible, keep these kids reading over the summer so they don't lose so much when they get back to September and start having classes again.
So it keeps your,
right.
keep your those reading skills memories, up. Your reading muscles
yes.
working.
Yes.
Working.
It's been very popular. We've probably up to about 3,000 children so far.
Yeah.
Registered at Champaign. One thing I want to add, on the 27th of July, on a Sunday, we're having our final dedication for the building. The construction will be done. You know, the landscaping will be done. It's going to be on a Sunday at 1 o'clock. We'll have something called Three Cheers for the Library. We'll cheer for the library outside and give out gifts for the kids. And at 2 o'clock, people can talk with the architectural team, with the architect Carol Ross Barney, or they can come inside and listen to a music program by Rocky Moffitt and Chad Dunn, a percussion program.
Oh, so, terrific.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
the two other things I forgot to mention this month, we're having a talent show at the end of the month. You can sign up and just do your little talent, and that's very popular. And we have every 2 or 3 months we have a program called Read to the Dogs, where you can come and read to some special trained dogs. Mm-hmm. And the kids like to practice their reading there. But this, because the Olympics are next month, we're having a Read to the Dogs, but then a special bonus Dog Olympics where the dogs will do tricks for us.
Terrific. Mm-hmm. Now, for folks who are listening in the audience who might want to take a page from your lesson book in terms of encouraging children to read, how do you as librarians work with a child to help that child find a book or another kind of a piece of media that they will really find rewarding?
Sometimes it's simple as just finding out what they're interested in doing in their free time. You know, there's a tremendous amount of nonfiction for children who do not necessarily like reading stories, but it's they will push themselves to read up to that level.
Yeah, if they're really interested in something. Also, I like to ask the child, well, what book did you read last that you really liked? And then figure out from there what they might.
And then you're going to get a good answer.
Right.
Yeah, very good. Now, for folks who have been listening and they've heard all the details, but they need a reminder. Is there a place within your website where people can go and see your calendar?
Yes, for sure. On the Urbana Free Library website, you just go to www.urbanafreelibrary.org and click on Children's Department, and there's a children's calendar right there.
Okay, very good.
Similarly, at champaign.org. There is a calendar of every event, and it's you can pick by day or by age or type of audience and see all the things coming up. Are ancient Greek games coming up, or McGruff, or games of the past, all sorts of things coming up just this month.
So something for everyone. And I would imagine that other libraries and other communities would have similar activities and programs. So if somebody's listening in Rantoul or in Decatur,
yes,
they should check out their
I would
library.
Be willing to bet that their local public library will have a wonderful children's program and probably a summer reading program that the kids could get involved in.
Okay, very
we
good.
Also want to encourage people to visit all the libraries. Most things are not requiring, you know, especially at Champaign, we don't require residency or a card to go into the programs. So
right. Go see the library when you're on a trip to somebody else's library in another state.
Very good. Well, there you have it. Mike Regala, Lynn Harmon, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon. Mike is a librarian in the Children's Department at the Champaign Public Library. Lynn, a librarian in the Children's Department at the Urbana Free Library.